Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today, we are going to talk about the United States and Germany and Russia and games, the games that countries play, spy games, games over little bits of data, little bits of information, and how that information sometimes gets used. And we're going to talk about how those games might impact a different set of games. Games not being played overseas, but being played in D.C., up in the halls of Congress. German officials have reportedly picked up two people. Both of them, from what I understand, are dual nationals, German and Russian. The allegations say, in short form, that they were spying for Russia. They were taking a look, scoping out various installations, defense production, and military installations. According to the allegations, this activity was either used or would have been used to develop plans for sabotage operations or unconventional attacks. Some of the installations are reportedly United States installations. So, right now in D.C., you have a bunch of people in Congress asking, why should we give aid to Ukraine? What's in it for us? Well, I mean, from a foreign policy standpoint, I think you just got the answer. As people add joke amendments to the aid package, it might be important to remember this. Understand that unconventional attacks, they're normally not just against property. At some point, the Republican Party is going to have to take a long, hard look at what's actually going on in the world. Not through the lens of Fox News. Not through the lens of Facebook memes. But what is actually occurring. You have a couple of Republicans, a few, that have made it clear where they stand. Most are busy engaging in political stunts for social media. According to these allegations, it certainly appears that people who were, let's just say, connected to Russian intelligence were actively gathering information to engage in an attack on U.S. military installations. And there are amendments about space lasers. And I know, watching this channel, there's a bunch of people with a whole bunch of different views. Understand that maintaining some kind of balance is really important. It doesn't matter where you align ideologically. The United States and Russia going toe-to-toe, that's bad for everyone. Everyone. A successful unconventional hit on a U.S. military installation, that's a whole lot like that diplomatic facility. There's going to be a response. I personally would like to avoid that situation. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.